Hello there, my name is Brad. We are Grace Teaching today. We're talking about the faith of Christ today. And thank you for joining us here on our free podcast teaching. Remember, you're the most important person here because without you, we cannot teach. We're learning so we can teach. We teach so we can learn. Also join us over on Facebook if you're not already there. We have a free Grace Teaching page there as well to encourage you. And remember, iron sharpens iron. So the faith of Christ, what is it? And so let's take a look at this. First of all, when I heard this verse in the King James Version, my curiosity got the better of me. I'm reading from Romans 3:22, and this is going to read this way. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Now, what I want to take a look at is the faith of Jesus Christ. Righteousness comes, the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ. Okay, so we can receive, now take a look at, now listen to this. We can receive faith only as God gives it. You cannot manufacture faith. You cannot work it up. In other words, it's a gift. It's a gift, like faith, hope, and love is a gift. Okay. By God's grace. And so everyone born of God overcomes the world. 1 John 5:4. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Okay. And so faith in the Greek language is pistis, and the usage is trust or have confidence in something or someone, belief. It's kind of like the reason why we need faith from God is, say for example, we have a physical problem and we have to go to the doctor. Well, what we do with that faith is we have faith that the doctor will help us. Okay, as an example. And so that's why they do what they do. So, when things break, doctors are there to help. Kind of like your car. You have faith in the mechanic. If you have a good mechanic, you have faith that he'll help you and get your car running. Okay? So this is one of the reasons why we need faith. Also, we need faith to believe in Jesus Christ. And that's why he gives it to us as a gift. We need faith to believe in what he did for us. We need faith to accept who we are in him. And we need faith to accept God's perfect love for us now as his children. And so faith is always a gift from God and never something that can be produced by people. In short, faith for the believer is God's divine persuasion and therefore distinct from human belief, yet involving it. The Lord continuously bursts faith in the yielded believer so that we know what he prefers. Take a look at 1 John 5:4 as a reference there of his will. And so the root word, the root of faith is betheo, and it means to persuade or be persuaded, which supplies the core meaning of faith, divine persuasion, okay? It is God's warranty that guarantees the fulfillment of the revelation he births within the receptive believer, okay? That's where we look at Hebrews 11:1, okay? And that's speaking about faith. Faith is always received from God. And it's never generated by us. See, we used to think that faith is something we have to come up with and drum up. But no, faith begins as a gift. It's always received from God. Okay. So pride is what keeps people from receiving faith from God. Okay, for an example, the Pharisees. They were full of pride, and they would not receive faith to believe in Jesus Christ. So faith is always received from God and never generated by us. I wanted to repeat that because that's really important and good news for a lot of us. So when we read Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, it's going to make sense. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And so what happens is God gives us the gift of faith, and with that faith we accept his grace. Okay? And that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. So faith is always the work of God and involves hearing his voice. The righteous will live in his faith. Okay? Faith from the Lord, you see. So more on what faith is and is not. In Scripture, faith and belief are not exactly the same. Faith always comes from God and involves his revelation. Therefore, faith is beyond belief. Belief and accept comes from us. An example would be John 1:12. To all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. And so, remember, faith is given as a gift so that we can accept and believe in Jesus Christ and become God's children. So faith is God's work. Faith is never the work of people. We cannot produce faith ourselves, nor can we drum it up at will. Rather, faith comes as Christ speaks his rhema word within us. A good reference verse to take a look at is Romans 10:17. All those who hear the word of God. Consequently, you know, Romans 10:17 is going to tell us faith comes from hearing the message. Okay? And the message is heard by Christ. Okay? Faith is always a gift of God. The basis of faith is Christ's revelation of himself to you. So here's another reason why he gives us faith. He gives us faith to take a look and to experience the revelation of his presence. Colossians 1:27 tells us, to whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So in this verse, it shows us not only that Christ is in us, but that he's in us as our hope of glory. When we believed in him, Christ came to live in our spirit. Remember, faith is the organ which enables the Apostle Paul to see the invisible order. You see, by faith, he doesn't look at the troubles that he can see now. Rather, he fixes his gaze on the things that he cannot see. For the things he goes to say, the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. So an example of that would be, by faith, I believe Jesus took all of my sins. By faith, I believe he took all of your sins. By faith, I believe that in him you are right with God. By faith, I believe that God loves you unconditionally. This has nothing to do with your performance or behavior. By faith, I believe and accept that you are God's child if you have accepted him. Okay? So we don't look at the things that are seen, that are going on, like the trials and the troubles, but rather we look at the things that are unseen. That's found in 2 Corinthians 4:18. In closing, we have made faith a condition of mind. When it is divinely imparted, grace of the heart, we can receive faith only as he gives it. You cannot manufacture faith. You cannot work it up. You can believe a promise and at the same time not have the faith to appropriate it. Genuine scriptural faith is not our ability to count it done, but is the deep consciousness divinely imparted to the heart of man that it is done. It is the faith that only God can give. That's from Charles Price from The Real Faith book. Take a look at his book there. And we're not promoting his book, but that's where we received that imparted word. So I want to thank you for this opportunity to be a blessing to you. And if you've always wondered about, you've always been curious about what the faith of Christ is, very simply, it's a gift given to us by God so that we can take that faith and have faith in what Jesus did for us and what he does in and through us. God bless. Thank you.